So a little bit after 9 p.m., you're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM, and this is Nick with Sigtronica, moved to 9 to 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. That would be now. For the fall season, I will be playing new and old and experimental and electronic music. In fact, tonight is a very schizophrenic show, because we're going to play a bit from I don't know if that's the right word, but great composers of the American avant-garde. Starting off tonight in the background, John Cage. It's a piece called First Construction in Metal, and it's from this quite interesting new 2-CD set from Warp. Music performed by the London Sinfonietta, with music from people like John Cage, Steve Reich, and Colin Ankrow, along with music from Squarepusher and Aphex Twin, all transcribed for orchestra. We're going to be hearing music from Colin Ankrow later, along with music from Gordon Mumma in the first half of the show, and then a cranky and constellation love fest later, with a lot of new music from those two labels. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call, 617-253-8810. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. That was music from Conlon Nankarau. It's his piece, Study Number 7. And Nankarau's an interesting fellow. His pieces were basically so hard as to be mostly unplayable, so he decided to write them for player piano and spent most of his life in obscurity writing piano rolls with all sorts of different polyrhythms and just things that made it basically impossible to be played by normal people. But eventually his music was rediscovered. He became quite well known. And that piece was arranged by Yvar Mikhasov and performed by the London Sinfonietta. And it's a really darn complicated piece, but pretty amazing. Quite liked it. Before that, music from Gordon Mumma. His piece was called Medium-Sized Mograph, and evidently a mograph was some sort of transcription of his from measurements of earthquakes and underground nuclear testings back in the late 1960s, and that was performed by David Tudor, and it's off of an interesting new album, which I have only been able to listen to a bit of music of David Tudor and Gordon Mumma performed by the other. We started off tonight with John Cage, a track of his called First Construction in Metal, also off of the same 2-CD set as the Conlon Nankarau, called Warp Works and 20th Century Masters, and really good stuff. I'll probably be playing more of in the upcoming weeks. Up next, we're going to switch gears entirely to newer music by newer musicians. Up next, music from Pomo Popol. It's off of a compilation called Innature. Track we're going to listen to is called Farewell to the Flyer. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call. 617-253-8810.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the last couple minutes of the show. We're finishing up tonight with new music from Tim Hecker. Album was called Harmony in Ultraviolet. Three tracks we're playing here: Dungeoneering, Plumpusa 2, and Spring-Heeled Jack Flies Tonight. What was really interesting was I pick up the CD case for this thing. I look inside, and it's pictures of what seems to be... I thought, that kind of looks like Bologna, Italy. And I look on the front, and sure enough, it's a picture of this memorial in Bologna of people who died in the Italian resistance back in World War II. It's just very interesting because I visited Bologna earlier this summer. So strange to see it on a CD cover. Not sure why it's there, but cool nonetheless. For this, music from Benoit Pilar. New album is called Précy, and we heard two tracks, Needle and Thread and R Coloring. Before that, Christina Carter. New four-track album's called Electrice, and we heard the track Moving Intercepted. For that, Lullaby Orchestra, very interesting duo out of Montreal, combining lots of people from the Godspeed and Fly Pan Am crews. Track we heard was called Unite, with, I actually counted, 17 exclamation points after it. We started off that set with Pomo Popo, off of the Innature compilation. We heard the track Farewell to the Flyer. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week from 9 until 10 p.m. with new and old electronic and experimental music. Archives playlists available at psychotronica.org. Thanks for listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
This is Howard Zinn. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced false news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured, targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.